B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Bree, what is Cody doing, your boyfriend, that makes you think that he's cheating on you, and how long have you guys been together?
So, Cody and I have been together for 2 years, and a couple months ago, I have to move into his new place. We're not living together, we're taking things, you know, at a really normal, slow pace, I think. But there's this neighbor, oh my God, Gail. I cannot stand Gail. Let me tell you about Gail. She is, she's been divorced twice, okay? And she is, like, on the prowl, all right? When we were moving him in, he was like, Gail said, oh, so are you the lucky one? You better watch out for him.
Oh, so she's super flirty.
All flirty and way too into it, you know? Like,
she wasn't joking around.
No, not at all. Like I could feel it in my gut brain. You know what I'm saying? What kind of woman sits there talking to her neighbor's girlfriend saying, you better watch out for him? I just don't like her. And there have been several times that I have called or texted Cody. And guess who's been over at his house drinking wine and watching TV?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't sit well with me either. Have you called Gail out at all? Or him?
No, but I told him. I told him what she said. And he's like, oh, no, babe. Like, she's not my type. Blah, blah, blah.
Quick question before we move on. Because I have this vision of Gail in my head. Like, just Gail to me sounds like Joan. Like an old Betty. An older name. Like, is Gail older?
Yes.
Like, I mean, okay.
She is.
Like how many years older than you?
She's been divorced twice, she said.
So, like.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's not like Betty White old. She's definitely in that cougar range. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay. All right. Like 10. She's got 10 on you.
Well, I'm going to give him a phone call. Let's see what he says. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, try to be quiet. I want to hear what he puts on the note because that could tell a lot about whatever's happening, okay?
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'd rather know than not know.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Cody, please.
This is him.
Hi, Cody. My name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone free of charge. We're doing a grassroots marketing campaign and an online tag contest. And one of your friends tagged you on our post.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So who would you like to send these roses to?
Good question. I would like to send...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To Gail.
And what is your relationship with Gail?
She's my neighbor.
Okay. And just let me remind you, these are romantic roses. Is that appropriate?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with the roses. What would you like to put on that card?
Okay. How about, this is for all the times you secretly walked across your yard to get to mine.
Is that code for something?
Oh, you know, she'll know.
What? No. What is that code for? What does that mean, Cody?
Excuse me?
Cody,
what does that mean all the time? She secretly crossed her yard to get to yours. She'll know what that means. What does that mean, Cody?
Cody, you're on War of the Roses with Meanie, Roy, and Loren. That is your girlfriend, Bree, on the phone.
Yay.
Yeah, Cody, your girlfriend. What does that mean, Cody, when you secretly cross your yard to get to mine? Romantic flowers to Gail, Cody.
It's a polite
gesture. I'm not attracted to her, babe. She's not my type, babe. What does that mean, Cody?
Cody, you're cheating.
That's what it means, Cody.
I don't know what to tell you, Bree.
You don't know what to tell me? You do not know what to tell me.
Sorry?
After 2 years.
Maybe?
Admit to it? Or if you're not doing it, tell her you're not doing it with good reason, because right now...
I mean, I think his silence is enough.
I mean, I could see how this is misleading. It's
misleading? She said, by the way, these roses are romantic. Is that appropriate? And you said, sure. What? Mm-hmm. How is that misleading, you cheating mother... Ooh! You cheating piece of...
Oh, good gosh.
How, like, what the hell? Sorry, am I allowed to say that on the wire? I apologize.
You can't say that on the radio, but we'll bleep it out.
Okay.
Okay, so what happens here? What's going to happen now? Are you done with him, Bree?
Oh, I'm not done, but I will be soon.
All right.
Don't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
I think you two should probably just go your separate ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Dude, you shouldn't have cheated with your neighbor. You're a bad person. All right, I'm hanging up on him. Bree, if you need anything, get in touch with one of us. I know you have Nicole's cell phone. Feel free to text, please, if you need to talk. And good luck moving forward. At least you know.
Thanks.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.